What every wife needs to know about a man's struggle for sexual integrity. You may be asking yourself, do I need to even bother listening to this? Is this message really for me? Well, let me begin by telling you three groups of women that I believe this message is intended for, who I've written this for. The first is for the wife who believes her husband is either immune to or who's already found victory over his struggle for sexual integrity. This message is still for you because even if your husband does not struggle in this arena, you undoubtedly know, work with, or are connected with men who do struggle in this arena. You also have countless friends whose husbands struggle, who need people in their life who can listen and at least know a few basic facts and principles and be a safe person for them. It could also be you because sometimes a man's wife is oblivious to her husband's issues. Sometimes she is, unfortunately, the very last one to know. Secondly, it's for the wife who thinks her husband might have some struggles in the sexual arena. Many wives have suspicions, but they don't think they have enough evidence to confront. Some have even confronted their husband, but their husband has explained things in a way that seems possible. Fishy, but possible. Maybe they found something on the computer, a phone bill, a hidden magazine, or maybe they have felt pressure in the bedroom to do things that didn't feel safe, comfortable, or loving. Yet their own self-doubt and other reasons keeps them from listening to their gut that says something is terribly wrong. If that's you, this message is for you. But then third, and most obviously, this message is for wives who know their husbands have issues in this arena. It's for the wife who has no doubts. She just doesn't know what to do. Well, you may be asking, well, who are you? And why should I spend my valuable time listening to this CD and listening to your message? Well, my name's Daryl Brazel. I'm the director of New Hope Recovery Ministries. And what you need to know about me is, first of all, that I am in recovery myself. I have my own personal journey and struggle with sexual issues. By the grace of God, however, I have been sober and free from pornography, masturbation, and sexual acting out since February of 2000. Since early in 2001, I have led recovery groups for men who wrestle with pornography, masturbation, and other sexual issues. And also, since that time, I have done a considerable amount of counseling with individuals and couples in the recovery process. Since this time, I've worked with hundreds of men and couples, helping them navigate the incredibly difficult waters of recovery. I am also the author of a new recovery manual called The New Hope for Sexual Integrity, which I've written to be a step-by-step manual for men in the early stages of recovery. It's also important for you to note that I have a heart to be an advocate for the wives who are often the forgotten and most deeply suffering victims of pornography. You see, through my own recovery journey, through counseling with couples in crisis, and through seeing the damage my addiction did to my lovely wife, I have become convinced that someone needs to speak up on your behalf. And someone needs to speak to you and give you some basic tools and basic understandings. You see, a husband's struggle with pornography and sexual issues do great damage. And I have seen that damage firsthand in my wife's eyes and in the eyes of other women. And it's time that the church began to act and help its members find health and healing and wholeness. So out of that background, I want to share with you some of the things that have been very helpful to the many wives with whom I have counseled over the past 8 years.